Good morning, it's Friday, August 5th, and this is the Daily Chirp Podcast. We're bringing you a closer look at one of our top stories along with other important things going on in our community. Today, starting this year, Sierra Vista Unified School District employees who have put in 26-plus years of service for the district will be seeing a significant increase in their paychecks. Before we begin, we'd like to thank our sponsors at Lawley Automotive.
Hi everyone, I'm Sean Lawley from the Lawley Automotive Group, and we've stocked up on inventory at all of our dealerships. If you've been thinking about a new car, we've got the deal for you on a new Buick, GMC, Chevrolet, Ford, Kia, Hyundai, Honda, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. You don't have to go to Tucson or Phoenix to buy a new vehicle. We're your hometown dealer since 1995. We'll beat the big city dealers in price, and our customer service is small town dealer friendly. Come into any one of the Lawley dealerships today or shop lawleycars.com and see why nobody beats a Lawley deal. Nobody.
Next, some local history. Did you know that John Fremont Tilson III was a United States Army Major General who served as commander of the 25th Infantry Division during the Vietnam War? Born in Fort Huachuca in 1915, he graduated from West Point in 1938 and took command of the 8th and 12th Cavalry Regiments in World War II. After the war, he held various commands in West Germany, Austria, and South Korea. After his service in Vietnam, he took command of the U.S. Army Training Center at Fort Gordon until his retirement in 1971. Today's history is brought to you by Benson Hospital. The team at Benson Hospital is always working towards building a healthier community. For example, when the Benson Food Pantry needed a new home, they worked with them to find one, and their staff even helped them apply for grants to support the mission. You can learn more about everything they're doing for our community by following them on Facebook at facebook.com/Benson Hospital. Now, our feature story.
I'd like to create a longevity incentive pay plan for our staff, basically to recognize those folks who have been here a while and to incentivize people to stay longer and to reward those folks who have been here for a while during milestones that they have in their professional careers. This would become something that's permanent to their base salary, which is different than the other incentives, which are not permanent to the base salary.
Starting this year, Sierra Vista Unified School District employees who have put in 26-plus years of service for the district will be seeing a significant increase in their paychecks. SVUSD will be implementing a professional and support staff incentive plan that rewards both salaried and hourly wage workers for the length of time they've worked for the school district. Basically, the district is placing value on longevity. SVUSD Superintendent Dr. Eric Holmes explained that to retain excellent staff, you need to reward excellent staff. That's why the new incentive plan will start rewarding those members who have been with them the longest. For fiscal year 2022-23, SVUSD's professional staff who have accumulated 26 or more years working for the district will receive a bonus of $3,000 added to their base salary. Meanwhile, support staff will have an additional $1.25 per hour to their hourly wage. And next year, professional staff with 21 to 25 years of service will see $2,500 added to their base salary, and support staff will see their hourly wage increase by a dollar. Holmes said that basically every year when staff reach that milestone, their base salary will be permanently rewarded. It will become a rotating process.
So basically, every year when you met this milestone, you would receive it. Now, it's not something that you get every single year, but only when you reach that particular milestone. And we want to make this a permanent fixture in how we have crafted our pay plan here in the district.
It's an incentive for people who come to work for the district and stay. Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Prestige Family Living. Among older adults, falling is the leading cause of hip fractures and traumatic brain injuries, making falls a pressing health concern. At Prestige Assisted Living at Sierra Vista, they have a free online assessment that can help you discover risk factors. By taking just a few minutes to fill out the evaluation, you might discover reasons you might not have previously considered. Being proactive is a great way to help yourself or a loved one stay safe. So visit fallriskassessment.com today to take a step towards safety. Again, that's fallriskassessment.com. You can also use the link in our show notes. Next, medically fragile babies need a lot of support, and caring for them can be overwhelming for families. A new program at an Arizona hospital hopes to give parents and babies the support they need. Cronkite News reporter Sedona Meadows spoke with a mother who spent a lot of time in the hospital during her pregnancy.
Motherhood did not look like what I expected it would from the start.
She's a cutie. She has a really big spirit.
Around 22 weeks gestation, I had these bleeding episodes that were unexplained.
Katie Wilton lives in Gilbert with her husband and now 2.5-year-old daughter, Colette. But a few years ago, she was in and out of the hospital several times before landing in the antepartum unit.
They said, oh, you're in preterm labor. You're going to get to know us really well. And I asked what that meant. And they said, you're not going anywhere until this baby's born.
Her daughter was born at 30 weeks and spent 63 days in the NICU.
Well after she was born and stable and we were given, you know, positive prognosis, I still struggled with what I went through in the pregnancy because I hadn't been able to process that because it had been so chaotic.
That stress and chaos during difficult times are what March of Dimes hopes to end. They've partnered with several hospitals across the country to get families the support and education they need.
So the partnership with March of Dimes enables us to hire a support specialist, and this individual will be a coordinator working with families as well as our providers.
Banner University Medical Center Phoenix recently launched their NICU Family Support Program.
In Arizona, the premature birth rate is 9.5% of babies, so that's almost 1 in 10 babies.
Those families of premature babies and the staff here will now have access to webinars, research, and a parent curriculum from March of Dimes.
I always found myself on March of Dimes websites, and I could trust the research and education that they were providing.
Wilton is thankful for the information she received from the March of Dimes and the care she received at her hospital. Her daughter is proof that good care leads to great outcomes.
She is a true 2.5-year-old. She has quite a bit of might and fight in her. She's a little fighter. She obviously was from the start. She fought in the NICU.
In Phoenix, Sedona Meadows, Cronkite News.
Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Ace Hardware.
Hi, this is Les from Sierra Vista Ace, your helpful place. Let's talk outdoor grilling, broiling, smoking, and baking. At Ace, we offer Traeger, Big Green Egg, Weber, Charbroil, and Uni. If you haven't Traegered your ribs, smoked a brisket on a Big Green Egg, broiled salmon on a Weber, grilled burgers on a Charbroil, or baked a pizza in 60 seconds on your Uni pizza oven, let's talk. Get the spices, rubs, sauces, fuels, and accessories to cook something new every day for weeks or even months to come. Shop Ace First since 1981 on the corner of Fry and Highway 92.
Next, an upcoming event that you should know about. Today and tomorrow are the final days of the 31st annual Southwest Wings Summer Festival. Southwest Wings is an educational celebration of the diversity of birds, mammals, reptiles, and insects in the Sky Islands of Southern Arizona. Head over to www.swwings.com for a schedule of events, registration, dinners, lectures, book signings, fun things to do with family, and more. Also, we're excited to announce that the Herald Review Media team has just launched a local e-commerce website specifically for Cochise County businesses to sell their products and services. Now you can shop 24/7 online at your favorite local businesses participating on loveshoplocalaz.com. Check it out. Finally, today we're remembering the life of Bob Haas of Bonita. Bob was born in Elmhurst, Illinois in 1929. Bob served in the Medical Corps in the United States Army during the Korean War. He was a lifelong farmer and served on numerous agricultural and rural service organizations. Bob was a member of the Apostolic Christian Church since 1947, and in 1954 he married his wife of 68 years, Carol. He is survived by his wife, 5 children, 12 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, and siblings. The family is very thankful for the care given to Bob by the Charles William Layton Jr. Hospice of Wilcox. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Bob's life. Thanks for tuning in to the Herald Review podcast today. Join us again next week. And remember, the Herald Review is here for you with local news you can trust. For more information on any of the stories you heard about today, visit us at myheraldreview.com. Right now, you can become a member starting at just $1.99 per week. Want to stay up to date on what's going on? Join Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Visit nabur.myheraldreview.com.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, especially in Cochise County. Become part of the hyperlocal conversation on Cochise County's exclusive social media platform, Neighbor. That's N-A-B-U-R. Your neighbors are striking up meaningful conversations, sharing exquisite Cochise County photos, and respecting each other's views without any other social media noise. No unwanted advertising and only respectful conversations on hot community topics. That's right. Our journalism project manager, Pascal, can set the record straight and help answer any pressing questions about the happenings in our community. Join the conversation at myheraldreview.com/N-A-B-U-R.